Two of Congress's loudest cheerleaders for the U.S. Export-Import Bank, Washington Senators Patty Murray and Maria Cantwell, are rooting hard for a scoring drive before the final gun, but they know their cheers may be for naught. Unless Congress acts soon, by the end of September, as a matter of fact, time will run out on the Export-Import Bank, XM as it's known to insiders. The 80-year-old federally chartered bank offers loans, credit insurance, and guarantees to help foreign buyers purchase U.S. goods. Think Boeing, for example. The big company is a prime beneficiary of the XM Guarantee Program. As Washington's Congressman Denny Heck put it, quoting here, "Who's going to finance Uganda's purchase of a $300 million airplane?" Smaller Washington firms depend on the bank, too. Cantwell was in Spokane last week touting XM's importance to the SCAFCO company, which employs 245 people in Spokane and which sells grain storage silos and steel framing to 82 countries. But the bank's charter may be allowed to lapse by the new congressional House leadership. Incoming Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy, who once supported the bank, now opposes it, saying the gap could be filled by private financiers. And his deputy-to-be, Steve Scalise, is solidly aligned with Tea Party groups which denounce the bank as crony capitalism, and they have the power to kill any bill to reauthorize the XM charter. Washington Governor Jay Inslee said loss of the bank will jeopardize thousands of livelihoods in the state, where about 40% of jobs are tied to international trade. I'm Tom Bacon.